So apparently, we've entered an era where anyone can build software by just talking to their computer, and the code industry is having a complete identity crisis about it. Let that sink in. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. Vibe coding is taking over product teams, and developers aren't sure whether to celebrate or panic. If you haven't heard this term yet, vibe coding is essentially using AI assistants like GitHub Copilot or this newer tool called Whisperflow to generate code through natural language or even voice commands. Imagine literally speaking your app into existence. Here's where it gets interesting. This isn't just making developers faster, it's fundamentally changing BUHU can build software. Product managers at companies like Microsoft are now creating functional prototypes, not just wireframes or mockups, but actual working software without writing a single line of traditional code, just by describing what they want. Carnegie Mellon University is already requiring vibe-coded prototypes in their product management curriculum. Think about that. The next generation of PMs is being trained to build software by essentially having a conversation with AI. And honestly, this changes everything about how products get built. The traditional handoff where a PM writes requirements, then waits weeks for engineering to build something, then realizes it's not quite right, that whole dance might be disappearing. Now a PM can say, "I need a dashboard that shows user activity with a heat map visualization," and boom, they've got a working prototype to show stakeholders in hours, not weeks. But here's the thing. While everyone is celebrating this democratization of coding, there's a darker side that's not getting enough attention. Vibe coding is creating a two-tier system: prototype code versus production code. The code that these AI systems generate, it's often not great. It works, sure. It impresses in demos, but it's filled with security holes, inconsistencies, and what engineers call technical debt. Shortcuts that will cause massive headaches down the road. One report mentioned that these vibe-coded prototypes completely fall apart when scaled to actual production environments with real users and real data. This is creating a new tension in product teams. PMs are rushing ahead with impressive AI-generated prototypes. Executives are loving the speed, but engineers are left holding the bag, having to rebuild everything properly before it can actually launch. The most successful companies are developing what they're calling governance frameworks, basically rules of the road for when vibe coding is appropriate and when it's not. Microsoft, for example, has implemented layered protections in their Copilot tools, requiring human review for anything security sensitive. The consensus seems to be vibe coding is revolutionary for early ideation and proof of concepts. But you still need traditional engineering rigor before putting anything in front of real customers at scale. Quick hits before we go. Whisperflow just launched a voice-driven development environment that claims to reduce blank page syndrome for developers by letting them talk through their coding blocks. Google's internal teams are apparently using similar tools to automate up to 70% of repetitive coding tasks. And someone on Reddit pointed out that computer science degrees might need complete redesigns now that the fundamentals of coding are being abstracted away by AI. That's the real story here. We're witnessing the beginning of a shift where software development becomes less about knowing how to code and more about knowing what to build. The technical barriers are dropping, but the need for product thinking, user empathy, and systems design is only growing. Will everyone become a developer? No. But the definition of developer is changing before our eyes. And that's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.